Well, it's already started. Robert Champion scored 19 points, including a key three-pointer in the final minute, as he helped Holy Cross beat Southern University 59-55 for its first NCAA tournament victory in 63 years. In fact, with a record of 15-19, Holy Cross is an unlikely NCAA participant. Holy Cross earned its automatic bid by winning four straight road games to take the Patriot League tournament title. Now the 16th-seeded Crusaders get to advance. They play number one seed Oregon in the West Regional on Friday in Spokane, Washington. In the second play-in game last night, Zach Ervin hit a go-ahead three-pointer and a pair of free throws in the closing minute as Michigan pulled out another one at the end by beating Tulsa 67-62 in the first four. The 23-12 Wolverines made the leap from bubble team to the NCAA tournament with their last second drama. They hit a pair of end-game shots for wins in the Big Ten tournament, including one by Ervin that beat Northwestern. Now the 11th-seeded Wolverines are heading for a matchup against rival Notre Dame in Brooklyn coming up on Friday night. Well, action gets underway with the first round of the NCAA basketball tournament today, and 4th-seeded Iowa State will open up their NCAA tourney run for the three men's teams in the state against 13th-seeded Iona in Denver, Colorado, later this afternoon. Cyclone senior George Niang says success in the tournament pretty much comes down to one thing.
I think the biggest thing is you just got to have focus. You can't lack any focus in games like this. We've had some time off since we played our last game, so there is times for lulls, but you really have to have 100% focus on what you're doing, their tendencies, and really just to overcome all that and really just come out with a win. And I think that's the biggest thing is you got to have 100% focus. You can't lack focus at any time in the game.
Well, some pundits are saying the Cyclones are a good possibility for a first-round upset.
People are allowed to have their opinions. I mean, we know what we think in our circle, and that's really all that matters. And I think, this group of guys, we're really just hitting our peak, and I think we're extremely locked in. And I think that's a great thing with us going into March.
ISU suffered a first-round upset last year, and Niang says they couldn't forget that if they tried.
I don't think we can even run from last year. I feel like people are constantly reminding us where if I just want to watch cartoons on TV, I feel like that pops up. But I think the biggest thing is, we remember the pain of last year, and I don't think focus is going to be lacked this game. We're taking these guys extremely seriously.
Monte Morris says he's recovered from his injury. He's ready to play. He says the rugged Big 12 schedules help them get ready for the postseason. Coach Steve Prohm says he's excited to be in Denver and ready to play in the tournament following his first regular season in Ames.
The season's been great. Obviously, there's been some highs and lows. If I said replacing Fred Hoiberg was easy, I'd be lying. It's extremely difficult, but it's a challenge that I wanted. And then Iowa State is an amazing, amazing place. Hilton Magic, there's nothing like it. It's got to be one of the top five places to play college basketball. And if you look at what our team's done, we've been through some adversity. We've dealt with injuries, suspensions. But I think we're in a good place right now.
Prohm believes the tournament experience is an advantage for his team, even the losing experience of last year. Cyclones open up their fifth straight NCAA tournament at 1 o'clock this afternoon as they're part of the first tournament games coming up here today. The tournament will open up at 11:15 this morning, Central Time, with Duke facing North Carolina Wilmington in Providence in a game this morning. Also at 11:40 this morning, Texas Tech will play Butler in Raleigh. In Des Moines, Colorado faces Connecticut. That game tips at 2:30 this afternoon. And the Iowa State-Iona game is the last of the four early games today. They'll play in Denver with a game time of 1 o'clock this afternoon. That game, by the way, will be on TBS television. The second set of games today looks like this. Baylor plays Yale. That's in Providence today. Virginia will play Hampton in Raleigh. Kansas faces Austin Peay in Des Moines, while Purdue will play Arkansas Little Rock in Denver after the Iowa State contest. Then later on this evening, the slate of games looks like this. In Providence, it'll be Miami versus Buffalo. That's at 5:50 this afternoon. Indiana plays Chattanooga with a 6:10 tip-off in Des Moines. Raleigh will have North Carolina facing Florida Gulf Coast. And in Denver, Utah plays Fresno State. And then the late games tonight at all those sites include Arizona versus Wichita State at Providence. In Des Moines, Kentucky faces Stony Brook. In Raleigh, it's Southern California against Providence. And in Denver, Seton Hall will face off against Gonzaga. Those are all first-round games today in the tournament. First-round action continues tomorrow. Both Iowa and UNI will be in action tomorrow. The Iowa Hawkeye game we'll have for you tomorrow afternoon here on the radio. They tip at 2:10 thereabouts as they will play in Brooklyn, New York. The Hawkeyes will face Temple tomorrow afternoon. We'll have that game on the air, pregame starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Also yesterday in basketball, Yonte Maton scored a career-high 33 points, and Charles Mann added 23, helping Georgia beat Belmont 93-84 in the first round of the NIT. The Bulldogs have won 6 of their last 7, and they'll visit St. Mary's on Sunday. Also in first-round NIT play yesterday, Wagner beat St. Bonaventure 79-75, Monmouth over Bucknell 90-80. Virginia Tech needed overtime to beat Princeton 86-81. George Washington got by Hofstra 82-80. Georgia Tech over Houston 81-62. And Brigham Young beat UAB 97-79. In baseball news, told to cut down his son's time in the clubhouse, Chicago White Sox first baseman Adam LaRoche took a different path. He said he planned to retire and walk away from a $13 million salary. White Sox president Kenny Williams confirmed that he twice asked LaRoche in the last week to dial it back with the amount of time his 14-year-old son spends with the team. The result, the 36-year-old LaRoche says adios. He's going to retire, leaving $13 million on the table. Illinois trustees have approved a contract that could pay new football coach Lovie Smith as much as $29 million over a 6-year period. Details, though, of Smith's buyout, if he's fired, have not yet been made public. And Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI have a combined 20 wrestlers who will take the mat today inside New York's Madison Square Garden, the site of the 2016 NCAA Wrestling Championships. Penn State is favored to win their 5th team title in 6 years. The Hawkeyes, with wrestlers at 9 of the 10 weights, plan to challenge the Nittany Lions. Iowa's Sammy Brooks is the number 2 seed at 184, but Brooks says everyone he'll face over the next 3 days will be tough.
I've been working all year, and the seeds is something that's never really been important to me. You know, looking at brackets, you're going to wrestle who you're going to wrestle, and it's going to be tough.
Like Brooks, Corey Clark at 133 and Brandon Sorensen at 149 are the number 2 seeds at their weight classes. Coach Tom Brands says all 9 Hawkeye wrestlers are capable of bringing home first place medals.
We talk about things that we can control, and that is when you're stepping out the mat, make sure you're ready to go. Wins and championships certainly impact where you're placed in the bracket, but now it's laid out and there's a path, and really that path is one match at a time. It's that simple.
Iowa State has 6 competitors in the tournament, led by 8th seeded Earl Hall at 133. Northern Iowa's highest seeded wrestler is Dylan Peters. He's the 9th seed at 125 pounds. That's Check of Sports this morning, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.